In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'll tell you what, if any of you have figured out how to wear these without your glasses fogging up, let me know. Today is not a good day for that. So, in the last couple of weeks, I've become a little too familiar again with the funeral liturgy. As I think many of you know, my uncle passed away a couple weeks ago, and last Saturday I did his service just outside of Charleston. Yesterday I led a funeral service at the Lutheran Church, and then next Saturday I will be leading another service, and that's sort of the announcement that Joe Graham's service is going to be next Saturday at 2. So, when I was reading through the lessons today, the reading from Romans caught my eye. Because the start of the opening anthem for the funeral service is in there. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. This week was also an interesting commemoration on the calendar of the Episcopal Church. The 9th is the commemoration for a group called the Martyrs of Memphis. And I don't think that we often know some of our history in the Episcopal Church. So sit tight and I'm going to tell you a story. In the latter half of the 19th century, it was very fashionable for Episcopal, what would be the contemporary term? Spinsters, I guess, to join religious orders. And there were a number of those established throughout the United Kingdom and then also in the United States. And one of these orders of Anglican Episcopal nuns was asked to come to Memphis, Tennessee in 1873. And they essentially came to start a girls' school at St. Mary's Church. And when they arrived, instead of founding a school, what they wound up doing was nursing people who were affected by an epidemic of yellow fever. Flash forward 5 years later. And in 1878, one of the worst outbreaks of yellow fever ever recorded in the United States took place. And the city that was hardest hit was the city of Memphis, Tennessee. And when the outbreak first occurred, there were about 47,000 people who lived in Memphis. In the span of 1 week, 25,000 people fled the city. Yellow fever had a terribly high mortality rate, and nobody understood exactly how it was that it was transmitted back and forth to each other. They just knew that if you got it, nothing good was going to happen. So all of these that could afford to leave did. They fled the city to the drier areas away from the river. The nuns who were there had the opportunity. They had tickets paid for them to leave. But none of them did. Out of 19,000 people who remained in the city, you had a group of a total of 38 nuns who were Episcopal and also Roman Catholic who stayed behind. You had two Episcopal priests, I think three Roman Catholic priests, and honestly, the story that ensues after this, because 17,000 of those 19,000 contracted yellow fever, the story that ensues would be a comedy if it weren't so tragic. Because you had this group of nuns, a few clergy people, an alcoholic gravedigger,
got mail,
and a madam who took care of these people in this city. It's a true story. As a matter of fact, the madam's bordello was transformed into a hospital of sorts. I don't know how you get insurance to pay for that. I guess that wasn't a concern back then. But you have this motley crew of people who have come together to serve their fellow man. They paid no heed to what might happen to them. As I told you, it had a terribly high mortality rate. All of the remaining members of the police force of Memphis, Tennessee died of yellow fever. All of them. Half of all of the doctors that had stayed, which was only a handful, died. And out of the nuns, there were just a handful that remained at the end of this. They are commemorated at St. Mary's Church in Memphis, at the altar, the high altar of this beautiful, beautiful church. And if you ever get a chance to go to Memphis, go to St. Mary's Church. The altar is inscribed, it says, "Greater love hath no man," because of the service that they rendered to their fellow citizens, loving others more than they love themselves. You know, I was struck by this story this past week because of our own circumstances that we're in now. And I thought, what can we do to show greater love? Love of others more than ourselves. And certainly, you know, wearing these god-awful masks may be part of it. But I want to think about other opportunities that we have to show great love to all of those around us. Make those phone calls. Those are little things. That's not sticking your neck out too much. Send a note. Ask if somebody needs anything. Make those little steps. But more importantly, whenever we have to make those big steps, those big things, when we have to make stands that maybe are not popular, to make decisions as leaders that we know we're going to catch a lot of heck for, let me tell you what. No matter what happens, no matter what we do, God is with us. God will not leave us. Life, nor death, nor difficult decisions, nor stances on difficult issues, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. When the going gets tough, the Christian is the one who gets tough too. The Christian is the one who lays themselves out, pours themselves out for the good of those around them. Because they know that ultimately, at the end of the day, God is there with us, for us, and by us. My brothers and sisters, I am not telling you to go into any COVID ward, okay? I'm not telling you to sacrifice yourself just so that you can have a commemoration on the Episcopal church, calendar. What I am telling you is to make those small sacrifices, carve out those times in your life, so that you can be a blessing to others and let them know that the joy of Christ radiates from within you. Let us love each other. There's a lot of hate that's going on in this world right now. There's way too much of it. There's too much finger pointing. There's too much yelling. There's too much trying to talk past other people instead of listening to them. We need to show love. And maybe it's difficult to do. Maybe sometimes it's really hard to listen to other people. But if this ragtag group of nuns, a couple doctors, a grave digger, and a hooker can manage it for the greater good of a city, I think we can probably manage it too. So let's go out there and let us love, because nothing can separate us from God. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And when we think that we are farthest away from where we want to be, who we think we ought to be, what's happening in the world, God is present with us. And that, my brothers and sisters, is one of the greatest joys you could ever possibly imagine. That peace that comes from knowing whether we live, whether we die, whether we have to take a stand, God is with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.